The city of El Paso announced timelines to phase in the reopening of various quality of life services. This past Thursday marked the opening of the Museum of Art and the El Paso Museum of History. Our downtown art and farmers market, that opens today. Here to tell us all about it is Director of Cultural Affairs and Recreation, Ben Fife. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hey, Marina. Nice to be here again.
So, Ben, you and I have been talking about virtual stuff for like a year, and now we're talking about real stuff.
It is crazy to me. So I have to tell you, I have two offices now, and when I go into either of them, there are still St. Patrick's Day decorations up from last year. And so we are so excited to be able to get back to a little bit of normal life and why we actually do the things we do with these reopenings, which is so cool.
Yeah, these quality of life amenities that we have are so important. I mean, I, for one, have missed these amenities tremendously, and I know everybody else has too. I also know you have to think about our health and safety, as do we. But I mean, at what point do you say, okay, we're ready, and here's how we're going to do it?
I think what's important to remember is just a little over a year ago, we shut down everything in the city in terms of quality of life, our libraries, our parks facilities, our museums, and programming like the Downtown Art and Farmers Market. But, you know, within a week or two of shutting down, we were already putting together the plans on how to reopen safely when we were allowed. And I like to remind people that we have gotten close to reopening now twice. And both times we had a really scary spike in numbers that made everybody step back and say, you know what, now is not the time. What's great is now is finally the time. And what I am so incredibly excited about, particularly at our museums, is staff has been really busy over the last year doing research, doing a lot of cleaning up. So I think people are going to be excited to be able to experience, between the two museums, 8 new exhibitions that they have never seen before. Some of them from permanent collections, some of them from other institutions. So it really is going to be, I think, like a visiting new spaces all at once. And I'm incredibly proud of the work that they have done. The staff has been working really hard. And I would say also, it's important to remember, a lot of our staff has also been doing double duty, helping out with pandemic response. And so I think what people will see really will be a labor of love. And for the Downtown Art and Farmers Market, we're excited about this too, because for a lot of our vendors, this is a big part of their income. And so having that shut off for over a year has been challenging. It's been difficult. And so we knew that we needed to make sure that program was in phase one of reopenings, which it is.
That's so amazing. I mean, I know folks are ready to get out. I was following the El Paso Museum of History and they're loading load riders in. And I'm like, yes, this is happening.
You know, I think the History Museum, it's going to be so cool because you have a new exhibition called Low and Slow, Lowrider Culture on the Border. Our curator, Erica Marin, has been working for almost a year now with a lot of the car clubs, gathering stories, gathering objects and ephemera. And the cars were really the last part to come in. We didn't want to take anyone's lowrider away and just have it locked up. So those made their way into the space this last weekend. And it was so cool to be able to watch. I loved that they put it on social media. I love to say that MCAD has some of the coolest and the most unusual jobs in all of city government. And I think that is definitely an illustrator of that. And then upstairs, there's a brand new exhibition on Sunset Heights and what that neighborhood means, how it came to be, and how it still, I think, for so many people is a reference point. Whether or not you grew up there, whether or not you've ever lived there, it is a place that I think every young El Pasoan at some point experiences due to the proximity to higher education and also the parties and, you know, just the sort of the vibe of Sunset Heights. And so I think it's going to be very cool to explore how that place came to be.
So cool. So cool. Okay. So what's going on at the El Paso Museum of Art?
But the El Paso Museum of Art, there is an exhibition that has been installed since probably last October. It is called Cercle et Carré, that is French for circle and square. And it's actually an exhibition devoted to a movement that happened very briefly in Europe, primarily between the two wars, but it is really about these incredible modernists that laid the groundwork for a lot of innovation that we still are exploring and trying to understand today. So artists like Kandinsky and Le Corbusier, Sonia Delaunay, I mean, like major names in modernism are in that exhibition. It's on loan from the Georgia Museum of Art. And like I said, it has been this beautiful, wonderful secret garden that we have not been able to actually actively share with the community until this week. And I think people are going to be really, really pleased with what they see. We also have an exhibition of photographs by Brett Weston, who was an innovative photographer doing some incredible work in the 1940s. His estate recently gave a large gift of works to the museum. And again, I think a great illustrator of the work that staff has been doing, even though we're closed, still reaching out to collectors, donors, making sure that we can bring some of the best work possible into the collection. This will actually be exhibited for the very first time. So I think people are really responding well to that. And then we also, we have a collaboration with the El Paso Museum of Archaeology on some pre-Columbian pottery that is being displayed at the Museum of Art for the first time. What's so cool about that particular exhibition is you see the references in a lot of the works from local artists in the 1900s all the way up to the 1950s, like Tom Lee, artists who are working in this area in the American West, oftentimes referencing a lot of the iconography of pottery that they were experiencing because it was in so many collections here in the Southwest. So to be able to have the objects under the same roof with those paintings, I think is really exciting. And what we like to do, which is help people make the connections from the past into the present.
One question, because you said the show that's up is on loan from Georgia. When the pandemic hit, was Georgia like, give us our stuff back? Or was it like, no, you know what, we're just going to lock it up? I mean, what was that conversation around that collection?
You know, what's so interesting. And again, I think now that we've been through this, we've been in a year, it's just part of normal life now. Mm-hmm. But I really think about this and I'm like, this is a part of history that we've lived through that is going to sound so strange to our descendants. But every museum kind of had the same problem, which is they were all shutting down as well. And so as long as you've got it secure and okay, why don't you keep it? Because I can't really take it back either right now because we're closed.
Right.
And so we've had it installed and again, climate controlled and staff that's taking care of it. It's just safer to keep it put. You know, again, we wanted to make sure it was here when the museum opened up as well, which is, I think for us, it would have been great to just open the doors, but to know we're opening the doors with so many cool exhibitions at both sites is so important. And the same thing, I think, for all of our vendors today at the first market in over a year, we are so excited to be able to see what they have been producing, what they have been growing, and to be able to see them interact with a public that they've been cut off from in a lot of ways for over a year. I think it's going to be really powerful, not just for their own economy, but I think also just in terms of building a community space that the market really has embodied for 10 years.
That people thing, you know, I think during this time I realized how much I miss those random interactions and just off conversations with total strangers. You know, we haven't had that for a year. And the downtown art and farmers market is like so conducive. And, you know, it's one of those things.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the trick is how do we do all of this safely? And so I want to let people know that we are expecting and we are requiring them to wear masks at the museums and also at the market. We are complying with occupancy limits that we have set for ourselves to make sure we are keeping the space as safe as possible, not just for the public, but also for our staff and also for our contractors, you know, like our custodial workers and things like that. You know, considerations like that are really important. So we want people to make sure that they bring their mask, that they try to avoid mingling with people from outside of their households, and that they're just really patient. I think if there are long lines, as we've seen when the zoo reopened, mm-hmm. if there are long lines, just be prepared to be nice and friendly and try to not get in other people's personal space. Because I think a lot of us are so eager to be out and about again. We are also learning how to do that again after almost a year of what it's felt like lockdown and virtual programs and working from home. So we're excited and we hope everybody will play nice and allow us to make sure that we don't take a step backward in our journey out of this pandemic.
So bottom line, be cool, wear a mask, and you can get your art on, you can get your market on. You know, you give us nice things, we need to also do our part.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're excited about it. We want the public to be excited about it. Let's make sure we're all in a space that feels safe for all of us. I think, too, we need to remind people that our museums are not at full operations yet. So we are only open Thursdays through Saturdays in this first phase, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. As always, there is no charge for the museum, so that should never be a deterrent for visiting the space. At the market, we are live from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday in Union Plaza.
You bring up a good point. People are sometimes intimidated by going into the museums. And I mean, I think if anything, COVID taught us, you know what, just go for it, expand those horizons, go see. So if you've never been to the Museum of Art or the Museum of History or to the Farmers Market, just go and see it and experience it. Because it, I think something about this time will make it even more valuable and more relevant.
Absolutely. I think so many of us after the last year have those coulda, shoulda, woulda lists. And also those things, you know, as soon as I can, I want to do this. I've never been here. I'm doing this. The next time somebody asks me to go here, I am doing, you know, I mean, it's all about sort of embracing what we have, living in the moment. I think appreciating something that we haven't had access to for so long. We're ready, willing and able. And I cannot wait to see what happens in the next few weeks as we work towards safely activating more and more quality of life amenities.
Okay, so before we go, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Yes.
You ready? What are you going to wear? Because you're a fashionable guy.
So actually, I will say it is interesting. The last year, I have had to wear a suit and tie all of 2 times. In the last year. So we're actually talking about that as we also start to think about how and when we will go back into the office on a more regular basis. It's been pretty nice to not lace up that tie.
Because you're a suit and tie every day kind of a guy.
Yeah, actually. So I think it's funny, just all of us have been talking about that. And now people are just sort of used to just rolling out of bed and
I know I am.
Turning on the computer and getting your coffee and you're good to go. But I think just really also the ability to interact with each other on a day-to-day basis in personal space and not virtual space is something all of us are looking forward to, not just in the programming realm, but also in the administrative realm.
Okay. So what I heard is that you're going to go back to the suit, but you're fighting it.
I'm going to be okay with it when I do. That's what I'm telling myself now.
Well, there you have it, folks. You heard it here first. Breaking news. Today, my guest has been Ben Fife, Director of Cultural Affairs and Recreation. And again, our museums are open. Downtown Arts and Farmers Market are open. Remember, limited hours. Wear your mask. Be nice to each other. Ben, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
All right. And thank you for being such a tremendous supporter of the arts during this crazy year. And I will see you later today at the market.